Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast. Good morning, my dudes, and happy Wednesday, and welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I am so glad to be tuning in, checking in with you guys, and giving you a real raw update on my mental health. This is something that I have chatted about in the, on the show in the past. It's something that I talk about quite frequently over on Instagram, in my membership spaces, but I wanted to kind of give an update on my own mental health here on the podcast, kind of like a year later, because I'm pretty sure I had a podcast go live about a year ago last summer, updating you guys on all of the things. And I'm super excited to sort of give you an inside scoop, open up my brain, show you what's going on, and talk to you about my journey back into therapy. But before we dive in today, I just wanted to encourage you and ask and request all of those things that you make sure that you are following the show. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, to do that, you're going to click the little plus sign in the top right button. It's at the top of the screen on the right. And if you're listening to it on Spotify or Google Play, there is a button that you can click that says follow or subscribe. And when you do this, your weekly podcast episodes that come out each and every Wednesday from me will be instantly downloaded into your podcast library, so you never miss a new episode. And another small ask that I have for you is to leave the show a rating or a review if you haven't yet already. When you leave a rating or a review for a podcast, it's essentially like giving it a like or a follow or a comment over on Instagram or TikTok. And it just helps to push the show out to new ears and new women just like you who are wanting to feel validated in knowing that they're not crazy for wanting more, or they can feel seen and inspired and encouraged to pursue a big dream. So if this podcast, if the Living in Sunshine podcast has helped you at all, please go help the show, help me out by leaving it a rating or a review over on Apple Podcasts, because that really does help the show grow and reach more women just like you. Okay, and now that my shameless self-plugs for following and subscribing and liking and commenting and all of those things are out of the way, let's go ahead and talk about mental health. So before we get into it, I just want to put a blanket statement out there that if you are not in a space to hear about somebody else's mental health struggles, that's okay. If you, this episode is not for you, I totally honor that. Go ahead, click out now. You can come back next week. We have about 120 other episodes you can go listen to if you haven't listened to them all already. If you have, you are the real MVP, right? The GOAT, the greatest of all time. But we are going to be talking about things like anxiety, worry, going to therapy, medications, all of these different things today in today's episode. It is a very open and honest, raw conversation with me that has been a long time coming. And I'm really excited about it, but I also understand and honor that not everyone can take listening to somebody else's mental health journey. And that's totally fine. So if today is not the episode for you, I'll see you next week. Come back for a brand new episode. You can come follow me on Instagram. I'm sure I'm saying something outlandishly inappropriate, probably talking about poop or my dogs or fleas or I have no idea. It could be anything. Go follow me over there. It's at Living the Letter N Sunshine, and I'll see you again next week. Okay, so let's talk about how my anxiety has been really not great. So this is something that I actually talked about a little bit in last week's episode with Mads. If you didn't catch our interview last week, I encourage you to go listen to it. She and I both talk openly and candidly about going to therapy and having anxiety and just really wanting to improve and do things that are good for us. But I wanted to kind of expand on that a little bit more and kind of give you an inside scoop. And the reason for this is not because I feel like I have to, or not that anyone really has asked, which is fine. This is not me being like, no one cares about me. This is me just being like, no one's really asked, but I feel like it's important to talk about because, and I've said this before, when we share our stories publicly with others that we know, like, trust, and want to spend time with, we are better able to connect with others. I truly believe, and I've done talks about this, I've done speaking events about this, but the way that we build connections with others is by sharing a little part of ourselves. And while I love a good trauma dump, if you ever need to trauma dump on anyone, we should meet for coffee because I love a good trauma dump. And boy, oh boy, do I have trauma to dump, let me tell you. When we do this, right, when we share a little piece of ourselves with others, we connect with that person on a deeper level. And so this is me extending my hand to you to say, let's connect. Like, let's talk. Let's be honest. Let's lower the stigma of struggling mental health or good mental health or anything like that. Just talking about mental health in general. And let's get honest. Like, let's be real and let's connect. So if you have followed me for long enough, you know that I am an anxious high achiever. I posted a reel a couple months ago that went like mega viral for my account about how my husband's beige flag is like not giving in to my anxious delusions. And the comments on it was literally bananas because it was, number one, a joke. But number two, it was one of those things where I had so many people being like, oh my God, this is me. Oh my gosh, this is my relationship. I'm this person in my relationship, yada, yada. And again, it just sort of proved my point that when we share a little bit about ourselves, we connect on a deeper level. So how are things going? How is my mental health, right? If I were to rank it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like I'm curled up in my bed, unable to leave my house, wearing nothing but my, you know, holy underwear and a big giant t-shirt, because we all have those articles of clothing in our closet. Today, as I'm recording this, I would say that I'm at like a 4. Maybe a 3, which is really good, right? I'm like almost never not feeling anxious ever, which is funny to people like my husband who like nothing ever bothers him ever. And I'm just like, what do you think about all day? Like, what goes on in your head? I don't know what that's like, not having voices in my head talking to me. But there has definitely been seasons and days and weeks this year, especially, where my mental health is at like an 8 or a 9, and I'm really struggling. And so back in July, probably right around the beginning of July, probably mid-July, I actually started therapy again. And this is not anything new to me. If you have listened to my past episodes about talking about having anxiety and going to therapy, all of these things, I have been in therapy before. I actually went to therapy as a small child after a pretty traumatic event involving, you know, incarcerated parents and drunken outbursts, all of these different things. And that experience with therapy at a younger age was actually really also traumatic. And this is something that I have talked to my own current therapist about. This is something that I've talked to friends about. But it just wasn't a good experience. And so a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now, when I was like, I'm struggling and what I'm doing isn't working, I need to try and seek help, right? I knew that online therapy was going to be my thing. Like, I knew that that's what I needed, because going to a physical office literally triggers my anxiety. It really does. So I went to therapy probably a year ago. It was either in 2021 or 2022. And I went through Cerebral, which is an online therapy platform very similar to BetterHelp or Open Talk. I think that's what it's called. Open Talk? Maybe that's not what it's called. But I went to Cerebral 2 years ago, and here recently when I started therapy again, that's also who I went through. So I'm still using Cerebral. If you are looking for therapy, I will put a link down in the description in the show notes. It is an affiliate link. It's like you get some money off and I get some money off of my own sessions. So if you use it, just keep that in mind. But I am back using Cerebral, but this time I'm doing the therapy only platform option that they have. And the reason I say this is because when I went to therapy back in 2021 or 2022, I did their medication and counseling offer package because that's really what I needed. Like I needed something to help me neurologically balance out because I was so high strung and so wound up and so just really unable to function. And this time around in 2023, that's not really where I'm at. If I were to categorize myself now, I would say that I am a high functioning, high achieving, anxious human being. That's just kind of how I've always been. But this time around, I didn't do the medication. And there's nothing wrong with doing medication. Medication really helped me during that time in that season that I needed it. But now, a few years later, I am kind of at the point where I don't want to numb. And I don't want to just slap a Band-Aid on it. I really am working to flesh it out. This is a really gross metaphor. I'm really sorry, but I'm really ready to just like disinfect the wounds and like flush them out and clean them up and let them heal. And I feel as if for me, and this is speaking totally to me, when I went to therapy before, I wasn't in that headspace. I was in the headspace of, I need to figure this out. I'm really panicking. I don't want to have to deal with my shit. I don't want to have to, you know, address the issues from my childhood. I'm not ready for that. And that's kind of why I went the medication route, because it does, you know, neurologically, medicinally help to regulate you, right? But that's not what I wanted this time. This time I kind of came to the conclusion that I was struggling, right? Because I was, but I was also ready to address the issue and address the open wounds from my childhood, from recent years, from recent, you know, experiences, and really work to let them heal. And that's why I go to therapy now every single week. I have a standing meeting with my therapist. Her name is Mary. She is a doll. I love her. She literally reminds me of like a sweet Southern grandma who will like drop the F-bomb and really listen to you, but also like tell you, like literally we start our sessions and I'm like, hi, Mary. And she's like, hi, sweetie. How are you? And I'm just thinking, I don't think you're supposed to call your patient sweetie, but honestly, I love that. So I'm not going to say anything about it, but I am in therapy now to really flesh out the issues from my past and to really kind of heal from growing up in an abusive household, growing up where there wasn't a lot of food in the house and we kind of went without sometimes. We had everything we ever needed. Don't get me wrong. Like, we weren't in any danger or anything beyond a certain point, but there were definitely clear signs that we were going with less. And while there are people that I personally know and that I don't know who had it way worse as a child, the things that I grew up in and grew up dealing with still left a lot of emotional turmoil, I guess is a good word for it, a lot of emotional baggage. And this time around, I really just wanted to work on those things and really flesh them out. Like, that's kind of, and that was something that Mary, my therapist, asked me. She's like, why are you here? Not in a judgmental way. She was just trying to, you know, gain clarity, right? And she wanted me to speak it out. She's like, why now? Why are you wanting to work and go to therapy now? Like how will you know when you've kind of beat the game, right? How will you know when therapy has worked for you? And I just said to her, I was like, I'm here because I'm finally at the place mentally where I want to face my inner demons, and I don't want to just quiet them with medication, and I don't want to just tell them to go away, and I don't want to pretend like they're not there. I'm ready to finally look them in the face and say, I'm in control. This is my life, and I'm ready to let you go. I'm ready to not let you speak evil words into my head or tell me that I'm stupid or tell me, you know, any of the things that you, those inside voices in your brain, right? If you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, tell you. And she's like, okay, then I think that this is going to be a really good thing for you. And so it's one of those things that we're growing through and we're working through. And it's something that is going to be a process, something that I believe you ebb and flow from. I personally think that therapy, as someone who has been in and out of therapy for a lot of her life, is something that is not a forever thing. For some people it is. For me, it is not. And I think that it's one of those things that I needed to come to it when I was ready to, and when I was ready to face the things that I needed to face. And this is the year, 2023, all year long, has been a year of me doing what I know I need to do for myself, even if it makes me uncomfortable, even if it makes me try new things that make me want to crap my pants, even if it is something that makes me anxious. And full transparency, going to therapy makes me anxious. I literally call my sessions with Mary a meeting with Mary, because saying I have therapy at 11 on Tuesday makes me anxious because of past experiences within therapy. So it's one of those things that this is the year, 2023 is the year that I kind of force myself to do the things that make me uncomfortable, that make me a little bit anxious, that I know are good for me, but are hard to say, yeah, I need to do that. And it's been really good for me, right? Every single week I sit down with Mary. I sit at my desk. It's all online, which I really prefer and really love. And we chat and we chat about things like how work is going. We talk about things with Lucas and I. We talk about things with from my childhood. We talk about things with my dad, who I do not have a great great relationship with at all. And we flesh it out. And I've seen over the last two-ish months of going to therapy that it really helps. And I've also noticed that certain things trigger specific emotions that I'm like, okay, next week I want to talk about that. I want to work through that a little bit more, because obviously I'm harboring some emotions there and I want to know why. And we talk about other things like making friends and being an adult and financial stability and all of these different things. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I am wavering between a 4 on good days, right? On the best days of the week, like today is a pretty good day. I feel good. I feel cute. I feel pretty. I feel strong. I feel happy. And I'm probably still at a 4, right? There are things that kind of still have my anxiety running around, you know, behind my eyes. But there are also days where I'm at like an 8 or a 9 and I find myself fidgeting. I find myself avoiding my work. I find myself procrastinating. I find myself wanting to go get back in bed. And both are okay. That's why we go get help. That's why we talk about these things with other people. That's why I'm making an entire podcast episode that goes out there onto the public internet space for anyone to listen to talk about it. Because if you are currently at an 8 or a 9 or a 10, I want you to know that you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you. I think that you should go talk to someone, a professional, if you can afford it. But if nothing else, someone that you know, you like, you trust, and know that it's a season, right? This isn't forever. This doesn't have to be your life forever. You don't have to stay in this spot if you don't want to. And I want you to know that even the happiest people, because I consider myself a very happy person, high energy, bouncing off the wall. Like, I'm literally a border collie, okay? Some people are golden retrievers. I'm a border collie. I'm psycho. I'm literally all over the place all the time. My sweet husband, God bless him. I want you to know that even those people have their own issues. We're all battling something. And if you are battling something right now, you're not alone in that. And I hope that by hearing my little update and listening to why I started therapy and what kind of triggered it and where I'm at and kind of my ranking system, right? I hope that it shows you that you can take care of yourself in this way too. It's not too late in the year for you to start to make progress towards whatever goals that you have. And if getting your mental health back in order into a space where you feel good and you feel happy and you feel excited about life, it's not too late to do that. You do not have to wait until 2024 to say, that's when I take care of myself. That's when I go to therapy. That's when I start to work out. That's when I start to eat well, blah, 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 right? Like, we don't have to wait. We can do it right now. So again, if you are someone who is considering therapy or you want to explore online therapy options, I'm going to link Cerebral down in the show notes. That is an affiliate code and link, just so you know. You get some kickback. I get some kickback if you use it. And if you want to chat more about Cerebral or about therapy or about mental health to a certain extent, right? I'm not a professional. I'm not saying like, come to me for professional advice, because I will tell you to go seek out a professional. Then send me a message over on Instagram. Let's chat about it. And my hope for you is that this episode inspires you to take action, to take better care of yourself, because that's what we all need to do a little bit more. I feel like it does so much good for you and the people in your life when you do. And I want you to know that I love you. And I'm so glad that you're here listening to this show. And I'm so glad that you're here on this earth, that doing things and sharing your gift and being amazing. And I hope that this episode gives you hope that you can get better, because I'm getting better because I've invested in myself in this way. And that is everything that I have for you, I think, today. Kind of just a fresh, quick update on my mental health. There are good days. There are bad days. All days are fine. We get through them all the same. And I hope that you remember that you can go and take care of yourself today, too. If you loved today's episode, please go share your biggest takeaways over on Instagram and tag me. My handle is @livingthesunshine. If you want to just send me a message, I'm fine with that, too. I understand that this is kind of a real, raw, honest personal topic to be sharing about on your Instagram stories. So if you'd rather connect via DMs, that's totally fine as well. I love you so much, my friend. Stay wonderful, stay beautiful. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram, and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.